Okay, fantastic. Our recording has started. This is Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas. Great to have everybody on. Sort of a low turnout tonight. It's right smack dab in the middle of summer, and I can understand that. Also, the title of the lesson tonight, I think, is going to really restrict who wants to hear this information. The title is Five-Star Identity. And I've been talking with several of you, and the ones that I've been talking to primarily are on this line tonight. And I sort of expected that and always do. And I'll get more into the meat of this, but I would like you to take notes tonight. Be sure that you've got a way to take notes. If you're a good typist, then you want to get a Word program of some sort, Word itself or some other program like that, and be able to type some of these key phrases in. This will be recorded. It will be on timdarnell.org. Last week's call is up on that as well. And so it's a good repository for all of the different things that we talk about. But I think this is maybe, perhaps, one of the most important subjects that I could ever discuss. And it has to do somewhat selfishly with our business is the idea of five-star identity. It's what got Kathy and I to five-star and then on to six-star. Is because we had developed that identity from day one. I mean, we thought about five-star with all we had. It was no pipe dream. It was not smoke and mirrors. It was the identity of five-star when we started out with a single position and nobody under us whatsoever. We were right there by ourselves. We were working with Jay, who was very diligent, a great student of the business, a great teacher of the business, and a great doer of the business. And so what I want to do tonight is I want you to think like the leaders who have gone before you think, the people that have gone five-star, including myself. This is not a rah-rah session. It's a lesson in thinking like a five-star, a lesson in establishing your identity as a five-star. Indeed, seeing yourself as a five-star is the single most important thing you can do to become a five-star. You've got to see yourself, vision yourself, envision yourself that you are a five-star before it's going to happen. If you can do that and do that effectively and do that without any rear-view mirrors, I want you to throw that rear-view mirror away. Just yank it off the side of your car and toss it. You don't need that rear-view mirror anymore. If you look in your rear-view mirror and drive a lot, you're probably going to crash. And so you want to take that rear-view mirror off and not use it anymore, and look straight ahead exactly to where you're going, and that is five-star. So I'm saying that you don't need to see yourself as a 1, 2, 3, or 4-star. You may think that's great, but I don't even want you to identify with those stars. If you see yourself at any of those levels, that's going to restrict you from becoming a five-star. I want to say that one more time. I want you to really get this and understand why I'm saying this. This is psychology here. If you see yourself as a 1-star, a 2-star, a 3-star, or a 4-star, it will inhibit you from becoming a 5-star. So I want you to see yourself as a 5-star. This is what I did in the beginning. I saw myself there. I looked at the various income levels, and I thought, that is where I want to go. That's what we're doing. I see myself as that, and we're going to accomplish that goal. So this is who I am. We're actually 6-star, but for tonight's lesson, I am a 5-star golden circle, period. And I want you to write that down. And I want you to use the first-person personal pronoun there. I am a 5-star golden circle, period. I want you to write that down. Nobody can tell me differently. And I'm going to surround myself concertedly with people who know who I really, truly am. And that's my identity. That's what I'm doing. I will not spend a lot of time with anybody who detracts from that identity. If you have naysayers out there, if you have people that belittle you for even belonging to Isagenix or belonging to this identity, then you need to get them off your friend list. I'm serious as I can possibly be. You got people that are leading you astray into other programs or other identities, then you need to let them know for sure who you are, and that's who I am. And if you think of me any differently, then you're detracting from where I am, who I am, and where I'm going. So I am a 5-star golden circle. I want you to write these numbers down. if you don't have this document, Mary posted this. It's actually in forms at Team Freedom. You can go in and find that at Team Freedom. I make $280,000 to $417,000 per year. I want you to write that down. If you blow that off, what you're telling me is you don't believe it. And so I want you to write it down. I want you to put it in concrete. This is what you're going to be making, $280,000 to $417,000 per year. Let's break that down a little bit further. That's $5,400 to $8,000 per week in cycle monies alone. Again, that's $5,400. If you know what a five-star is, that's 100 cycles. So $54 times 100 cycles is $5,400. That's the minimum. And that goes all the way up until you hit six stars. So that's $8,000 per week, $5,400 to $8,000 per week in cycle money alone. That doesn't include matching bonuses. It doesn't include PIBs. It doesn't get when you got reset and you're hitting some of the other levels there. It doesn't include any of that. So it'll probably be a lot more than that. I personally, what we do is you see yourself tithing $5,000 a month minimum to your church and then help out people who are in need all the time because I put in the work, which, by the way, I really don't even consider as work. It's fun, and it's a privilege. It is a gift that I honor and cherish, and I take it seriously, and I take it as something extremely important in my life. It's not something to dabble with or something to just sort of think, ooh, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be great? And then go on to something else. No, it's what we're doing, and it's who we are. So I say that I am worthy of this income, and here I am wanting you to think like I think. So you put this in the first person yourself. I am worthy of this income because I chose the exact right company. I chose the exact right upline leadership. I chose the exact right products. I chose the exact right management team, corporate management team, and the exact right compensation plan. And I am a product of the products. I do not compromise on that. We got in five boxes of Isagenix today, five different boxes just today alone. We got in two yesterday, and we'll use every bit of that product. I mean, we use it like crazy. I sent out about five goodies packs, so that's one way we use it today. Five goodies packs today, but it's also mainly our personal consumption. So I am a product of the products. I do not compromise in that area. My main consumption is Isagenix. I did a shake this morning. I did the Complete Essentials with Product B. I did the Ionic Supreme. I did a Natural Accelerator. I had a salad for lunch, chicken salad for lunch. Mid-afternoon, I had a fiber bar. And then tonight for dinner, I had a, what flavor did I have? I can't even remember what flavor I had. I love every flavor, but I had a bar, an Isolene bar for dinner tonight. And that's my daily consumption right there. I feel fantastic. I feel alive. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning. And because of the energy that we have, I had an E-shot about 10 o'clock this morning. Went and walked around the park, then Kathy came home, walked around the park again, so that's totaled about 5.5 miles, and thank God I can do it. I've had plantar fasciitis for about 6 months and haven't been able to walk or run, so thankfully I've been able to do that. So I want to say this to you about this five-star identity. I personally chose this level of income. I made this level of income a choice. I didn't dither with it. I didn't choose another level. I didn't choose three-star. I didn't choose maxing out necessarily until I got to five-star, because five-star is where we wanted to be. I figured financially that's an incredible amount of income to earn a year. It's a fantastic amount of your income. I purposely chose that level of income. I actually chose the date that we became five-stars to the day. I had it written down on my desk. I looked at it morning, afternoon, evening, the date that we were going to go five-star, and voila. Lo and behold, we went five-star on that very day. And so that's the belief level that we had putting into this business, that we're going to do this, come hell or high water, doesn't matter, because we're doing it. This is who we are. It's what we're doing. It's what we're accomplishing. I am comfortable with being who I am. at this level of income. A lot of people can't talk about money. They can't see themselves making more money. I can. I'm comfortable with it. I'm excited about what we've accomplished. I'm excited about the person that I have become in getting to this level, because you don't get this level without becoming a better person. And so that's one of the serendipities of doing this kind of business. It has been and is utterly life-changing for me and my family. It was not chance. No, it was choice. And so God gave us the opportunity. He gave us the ability. He's given you the opportunity. He's given you the ability. And so I'm speaking in first person here because I want you to be thinking exactly the way I'm thinking. You're speaking in first person as well. So I chose to go from nothing. I was $350,000 in debt. I looked at this company. I've looked at about 100 other companies as well. I knew this was by far the shining star of the heavens out there. There was no question about it. There was nothing close. And so I chose Isagenix, so I had no doubt about making the right choice of the vehicle that we were going to land on, and we were going to go out there and put this thing together. So we went from nothing but a position to having tens of thousands of people on our team. Now, a lot of people are team players on that, and there's a lot of things that fell in place for that to happen, but there's nothing more important than the decision to do it in order to make it happen. So I've had the self-image of a five-star at Isagenix from day one. I knew that if any other person could do it, and there were others that had done that before me, including my enroller, then I could as well. And so you should understand that as well. So we got a little bit of noise in the background there. If you need to mute your phone, that might be a good idea. I don't have the whole thing on mute here. Okay, so here's what you have going for you right now, understanding this. Hundreds of people have gone five-star. They have gone five-star. They have become a 200 and whatever it is right now, 230 have become millionaires or more. And so if they can do it, you can do it. There is no question in my mind that if that many people, and guys, in most companies, it's a handful of people that have gotten to these levels, if any. And so this is incredible. It's an incredible precedent and example that people are setting for us. And so that even makes it more believable to know that people have done this going before you, and we see almost every day the announcement of a brand new millionaire. If they can do it, you can do it. I had no doubt about achieving this. I never did have any doubts. This is not hocus pocus. It is not smoke and mirrors. It is simply a decision to put in the work and contact the right people. And I'm going to give you a little science into this. I realize that a single individual on each of our teams is likely what will fuel the growth to build out each side. Five-star Golden Circle is 100 cycles per week. That means I knew I had to have a player on each team. I needed to have at least one major player on each team. And so that's part of the focus that we do, is we're looking for that single individual that's going to lock arms with you, and they're going to run with you, and they're going to create a powerful side, a powerful team on the side that they're on. So let's look at this. 600, what is a cycle? 600 BV on one side, 300 BV on the other side, 90,000 or 900 BV is a cycle. So 100 cycles, 60,000 BV on the dominant team, and 30,000 BV on the focus team in order to go five-star. Now, you want to write this down. If this doesn't make sense to you and you say, well, I'm not all that great at math, go ahead and write it down anyway, and the more you cogitate on it, the more this will make sense to you. So 60,000 BV on the dominant team, 30,000 BV on the focus team. That's a total of 90,000 BV, a portion 60K to the dominant side, 30K to the focus side. So I also look at it this way. If I had a single person go five-star on my dominant side, and a single person go three-star on my focus team, then the numbers would work in our favor and actually lead us to maxing out our position. If you can do that, you can certainly max out the position. 100 is a long way into this plan here, and it means that you've got a lot of people doing a lot of stuff out there. So whether you get the math or not, the bottom line is I was looking for a leader who would take this as serious as I did and was willing to run as fast as I was running, if not faster. So two people is the name of the game that you are playing, that we are playing, that I am playing. Of course, you could have several people reach some of the lower levels on each team. That's likely to happen as well. So that's one of the serendipities that happens along the way. It can work that way as well, but why not search for the highest caliber, greatest motivated person you could possibly find? And that has been and still is my prayer, to find that person of like mind. Somebody that's really serious about this, they get the opportunity, they love the idea of residual growing income, and they love Isagenics. They love the idea of health. They've got to be in tune with all those ideas right here. So here is who I am not looking for, because this business will not work for them to any great degree. So you've got to know who is not a leader and who not to put your psychological energy into, subconscious energy into, rather than posing your desire. You may want it a whole lot more for them, and you end up sort of fooling yourself by finding people like that. You want it so much that you're so excited that you want to say, well, that's the person that's going to take me to the promised land. Well, maybe. One of the first rules in this business is thou shalt not deceive thyself. So that's one thing that I've learned a long time ago, is not let anybody talk. We got a saying here in Texas. The saying is all hat and no cattle. And so I just on that a little while, you think about that. So here's people that I'm looking for these traits, not that I want to belittle them or for any reason other than to qualify them. And number one is excuse makers. Making excuses is a way of life for a lot of people. Rather, I'm looking for somebody who doesn't automatically resort to excuses, and it really becomes a habitual thought pattern. So you can spot them pretty easily. Be cordial, be kind, be helpful. Do everything you can to help those people, but they are not the champion you're looking for. If somebody's giving out excuse after excuse after excuse, then that's not a person that you're looking for. Number two is complainers. Complainers. Anybody that's complaining on even a small amount of basis, that's not somebody that's going to build this business. It repels people. Complaining repels people. And so that's somebody I look for, those traits. Not to put that person down, but I just know that that's not my leader when I see that. Number three is people who curse or who have poor command of language. If they have to resort to low-life language, then that's not going to be a leader. It shouts loudly, I am not a leader, I don't have a command of language, and they actually may be a recruiting monster, but they resort to that kind of language, and if they stoop to the lower standards, they'll never be leaders. People will not follow. They may enroll, but they're not going to follow and build a big team if they're people who curse a lot. Then there's people who are blamers, and that's sort of in the realm of excuse-making, but blaming others is simply saying, I am not responsible. And so I look for that negative trait in others, because they will never build this type of business. If a person is a blamer, they're not going to build the business. And then number five is idiosyncrasies, glaring idiosyncrasies. It's okay to be unique, but odd rarely, if ever, works. And so I'm not looking for somebody that fits in and wants to fit in like a, you know, like sheep or anything like that. But if they have sort of weird characteristics or that kind of thing, just love them, but you got to pass on them. They're probably not going to be a leader at all. Now, there's exceptions to all of these rules here, and some people may have some of these traits, and they may rise to leadership. But I'll tell you, these are pretty hard and fast rules in my experience. And then number six is non-readers, non-readers. Leaders are readers, and so it's not necessarily the other way around. Leaders are not necessarily leaders, but leaders are readers. They take the time to do that. They like the ideas found in books. They like the idea that thought provocation occurs when you read, and great books instill thought provocation in the reader, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for being refreshed when I read, to be challenged, to look for new ideas and that kind of thing. So here's what I am looking for. Those are sort of negative things right there, but, man, as a leader, you've got to qualify. If you're an employer, you've got to look for those same qualities in people or characteristics in people and weed people out, because it's going to hurt your business if you put people in business with those negative qualities right there. So here's the positive that I'm looking for, and that is I'm looking for POIs, That's P as in Paul, P as in Peter, O-I. That's people of influence. People of influence. I know there's some gals that are in this business, and they've come in here, and they've taken this thing by storm. I'm not going to mention their names, and there's a bunch of them. And why is that? Well, they're influential people. They're incredibly positive. They're high-energy people. They understand truth. They're not delving in falsehoods. And well, I'm really looking for people that understand truth. That got me to the prospect that I contacted today because I read her book and I loved her book. It was just right on target. And I've been dialoguing with this woman for 2 years. For the first time, I thought of her as a prospect. So I sent her a note. I think I posted that in Team Freedom today. My initial note to her, it was real positive. She'd never heard of Isagenics, and now she's going to take a real good look. So people of influence, that's who she is. So I know that I can offer a POI, a person of influence, I know that I can offer them value. And you need to be thinking the same thing. Why, you say, well, they have done this, and they've accomplished that, and they're famous, and that kind of thing. It doesn't matter. You are able to offer them value. I'm speaking to everybody that's hearing my voice right now. Why? Because I have surrounded myself with other capable, knowledgeable, and highly productive leaders. I did a three-way call today with Rogan, and I put her online with Kelly Calabrese. Well, is Kelly's positive characteristics here? Undoubtedly. I mean, she's amazing. And so to get her with our people and to do a three-way call with the people that I believe in, that I believe have this five-star identity, is the greatest thing that we can do. I can do that with this new woman, Janice, that I contacted today. I'll put Kelly online with her in a heartbeat. And so the three-way call, you guys can do that exact same thing. You got somebody that's a killer person of influence out there, and you say, how can I offer them value? Well, I'll tell you a way to offer them value is put them on the line with me. Now, that's not me patting myself on the back. I know I have the value. Why do I have the value? Because I've surrounded myself with highly productive leaders. I am one myself. I don't ever say that I'm a millionaire ever to any of my prospects. I don't go that route. But I understand this business thoroughly, not because I'm so smart, because I've dug in and learned this business. I care about this business enough to dig in and learn it. Okay, so here's also what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people willing to plug in. Now, this goes back to we have one team call a week. We actually have two, but really it's this one call out here, and it's lightly populated. That doesn't bother me at all for the fact that I know I'm only looking for that one or two people on my focus side and one or two people on my dominant side. We've already found them, so it's the one or two or three people on the focus side, and that's all we're looking for. So we don't need masses on this call. We need that person that has the five-star identity, and that's what's on this call right here. And so mission accomplished. It's what we want to do. So, interesting, we had an instance. So write this down, people willing to plug in. We had an instance 2 or 3 weeks ago where a significant money prize was offered, and only about 21 people qualified to win. Have you ever been in a lottery or a raffle where it was only 21 people playing? I mean, that's a real rare situation. Usually it's hundreds, if not thousands of people, people playing the lottery, going to 7-Eleven and picking up lottery tickets. Well, millions of people are playing, and they don't care about the odds. They'll still go do it anyway. Here it was 21, and the rule, like it almost always is, was you have to be present to win. So the first name called out was not present, and that person missed the money. The same is true with our business here. You have to be present to win. It's no big deal. It's 30 minutes on a Thursday night. It's almost laughable. And but you got to be present to win. So you want to be a five-star golden circle? Well, that's truly one of the greatest accomplishments you can ever undertake. And I'll just tell you, it is so worth it. So worth it. But you have to be present to win. You'll hear blenders going off in the background. That's the Darnell household. That's a constant. So you have to believe that it's worth it. I want you to write that in the first person. I have to believe that this is absolutely worth it. Now, you've got to have that burning in your brain the whole time, constantly. I have to believe that it's worth it. You have to believe that you're going to do it. I am going to do this. I have the full belief, 100% belief that I'm going to do it. I don't have this nagging voice in the background going, well, I wonder if I'm going to do this or not. No, you need to be in control of your mind and your decision-making. Say, you know, I am doing this. I am a five-star. I have to have a five-star golden circle as my everyday true identity. Other people's opinion of me do not matter in the least. The only person's opinion that matters is my opinion of who I am and what I'm doing. So I want you to write this down here. The dogs of distraction are going to nip at my heels every single day. The dogs of distraction are going to nip my heels every single day. You've got to deny their desire to chase you off the path. They eat a lot of very good people. They eat a lot of good tendons and get people from not being able to walk anymore. And those are people that have great potential. Don't let them chew your heels until you can't walk anymore. The dogs of distraction, you've got to be master over them. And so let's look at some numbers here. I may have to go through 100 people to find my five-star running mate. This is that single person that's going to get in here, get serious, and build a big, big team. Okay? And so you may have to go through more than that. It may be more than 100 people. But once you and others have enrolled, and once they begin contacting in earnest, the odds of you finding those two people go higher. I'll bet I've gotten 50 text messages since I've been on this line here. The odds of you finding those two people go higher and higher and higher. The more people you contact, the more likely it is that that single other three-star, four-star, five-star running mate emerges. And eventually you'll find your studs and your studettes. So here's a phrase that I use all the time, and this is a five-star identity phrase. God almighty. Okay, the phrase is, believe in everybody, count on no one. I believe in everybody, but I count on no one. Don't get lured into thinking you found your stud, your studette, until they've proven they're worthy of that moniker by going to five-star themselves. And so this is my identity. This is my destiny. This is you talking to yourself. This is me talking to myself. And I'm only talking to a handful of you. I knew it was going to be a lightly populated call tonight. Sure enough, it is. But the right people are on. The right people. I'm not looking for the masses. I'm going through hundreds. I'm going through lots of people. But I'm only looking for a handful of people to run with. And that's people I'm going to be in contact with literally day in and day out in this business. And so our odds go astronomically high when we lock arms with those people. So you on this line right now, you are the five-star identity people, and you need to be reaching out to me on a regular basis. I've got a big, big team here, and I won't say that to brag. I'm just saying that we need to connect. We need to communicate. You need to be thinking like I'm thinking. I'm not trying to brainwash anybody. Well, maybe I am. I'm trying to brainwash you in a positive way that's saying, hey, success is the way to go here, and we're not accepting anything less than five-star success. Once we get to five-star, let's go ahead and look at maxing out. But five-star is a lifestyle that very few people have, very few people live, very few people are willing to work hard enough to get to that lifestyle. So it's a handful of you. Most people in this business will dabble at best. And so many will falter along the way. That's fine. I think of the parable of the seeds in the Bible where he talks about some is going to fall on the path. Some's going to fall in the weeds. Some's going to get blown away. Some are going to grow up quickly and then get burned out by the sun. But some are going to produce a fruit 50 times, 100 times, and even more. And that's the way it is. And so the more seed that you plant outside, the more that's going to take, and it's going to work for us just phenomenally well. So I don't think of anybody, any less of anybody that falters along the way. But at the same time, I'm going to find the handful who are ready and willing to rock and roll for the long haul. This is a marathon, not a sprint. I know that's a cliche, but it's the absolute truth. This to lock arms, and I'm here to rank advance you guys to five-star golden circle, period, end of story. But it's a volunteer basis. I can't make you do it. I can hope for you to do it. I can lead the way. I can talk to you every single day. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go five-star. So with that being said, that's the end of the lesson tonight. I hope this has resonated with you guys. I think it has, because the right people that are supposed to be on are on, ones that are dabbling. They're going to watch TV. They're drinking beer. Great. I have no problem with any of those things, but there comes a time when you got to focus to deal with business. So with that being said, maybe you heard a concept or two tonight that resonated with you, and I always like to take two or three or four people to speak right after the call. So who would like to come on the call?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Rick. Come out, brother.
I've set my sights too low, man. You got me all fired up now. I was looking at I saw this chart the other day, and people that earn five-star income are in the one, it says they're in the top 1% of income earners in the U.S.
Well, that's right. I mean, hey, what we're looking at here, this is not the norm. This is achievers, man. This is top achievers right here. And so, listen, if somebody doesn't want to do this, let me know. That's fine. I love you regardless. I'll help you in any way I possibly can, and I do that every day. There's not a day that passes that some kind of help doesn't go out in the form of money, encouragement, prayers, just all kind of things. But there's also this idea of attaining a certain identity, a certain level, and that's this five-star. And that's what I'm looking for, because Kathy and I are looking to max out of this thing. And for us to do that from a selfish standpoint or a self-centered standpoint, it's going to be us locking in and finding those few chosen individuals that raise their hand and say, I am doing this. I'm putting the pedal to the metal, and it's going to happen. In spite of 50 text messages going off all of a sudden.
Yeah, so you know, when if you're in the top 1% of income earners, you're in the same group as those that earn $50 million, you know, $1 billion a year or whatever it is. That just blew my mind when I saw that.
Yeah, it's elite. It's elite. I mean, when they have a meeting in Banff, Canada called Top Achievers, they're not kidding. I mean, this is really cream of the crop here. So it you could gear your mind and your identity and wrap your identity around this. And like I mentioned earlier on, it can't be three-star. It can't be four-star. It's got to be five-star.
Amen.
Good. Good stuff, Rick. Who else would like to speak?
Tim, it's Randy.
Randy, come on out here, brother.
Hey, man. So, speaking of underachievers, this is the first time I've been able to make a Thursday night call, because I was actually on the ground. And even then, it was like quarter after before I could get here, but I'm here. And so I got here just in time to hear you talk about these five things you're not looking for. And I'll say amen to all five. I've found all five.
Yep.
And I'll say amen to every one of those.
You know, what's funny is it's a guy in guy talk, that would be that ugly girl got married and taken off the market, and so what we're so we're sort of glad, you know, we get to that person, we qualify them, they're a blamer, they blame everybody. You hear that talk going on, you go, hey man, great, how's the weather, how's your family, how can I pray for you, and you move on. That's not your guy, that's not your gal. And so
And the thing about incongruent, you know, people that are like incongruent, or they don't have control over their language or their emotions, and they're just, you know, Zach is who put it that way. He talked about incongruent. You're in a health business, but you smoke. You're going outside on the break at the Isagenix meeting to smoke. He goes, it's just incongruent. It doesn't work.
One of those examples I've seen so many times, Kathy's a physical therapist. Well, they have respiratory therapists. And it's uncanny. It's virtually every one of them smoke. Respiratory therapists. So, Randy, you got to come back and listen to the first 15 minutes because it's golden here.
Okay, man.
TimDarnell.org. Glad you're on the ground.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for stepping out. Who else?
This is Tooney.
Tooney, come on out here.
Well, I agree with all these that you said, but my favorite, I think, is the product of the product. I mean, you just got to be, because if you're dabbling, and if you're drinking a shake today and eating a bunch of junk tomorrow and maybe the next day doing it, it just don't go with what you're trying to provide for other people.
Now, here's an interesting thing that matching what you're saying here, Tooney, because you came to our Super Saturday 2 weeks ago. You look like $1 million. You look like a million.
Thanks.
There is no question, and all I have to do is glance at you to know that you're a product of the product. And everybody in this business, and it really breaks my heart when I see somebody who thinks they're building this business and they are not a product of the product. You can see it. You don't have to bring out the scales. You don't have to. There is no analysis. You can see it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you are a believer in that, and it's very clear that you have got that under control. That's a major aspect of our business. And man,
well,
does
preach
it. Go ahead.
I said, I preach it to, well, every time I tell anybody about this, I said, it's the product of the product.
Yep, it really is. That's the starting point, And then it's the identity here. Are you resonating with the idea of the five-star identity?
Well, not totally.
You got to grow into that. That's fine. But I hope this has made some inroads with you, though, anyway.
It has.
Absolutely. All right, got time for one more. We're going to call it a call. Who else is going to end up? Okay, very good. Listen, I appreciate you guys stepping up. Rick, Randy, and Tooney, thank you for stepping up. That says a lot about you. And I hope you guys will go back and listen to this one more time. I hope it's resonated with you. If you want to speak with me privately in private conversation, fantastic. We need to be doing that on a regular basis. I have put myself out there for you guys. And for us to get you to the next level, to the five-star identity, the five-star level, it takes a lot of communication and a lot of coordination with us getting our people in place and getting those consultants made and you bringing up behind you 1- and 2- and 3-star individuals will get you to that 5-star identity and 5-star actual rank advancement. So God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much. I hope this has been good for you. Tim Darnell signing off. You guys have a great night.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Tim.